to go to war. Because remember, when they went to the promised land, they had to fight for every piece of land. Even though it was promised to them, they still had to fight for it. And so that's where we find ourselves. So Moses giving them advice about the fighting, about going to war. And so beginning in verse 1 of Deuteronomy 20, "When thou goest out to battle against thy enemies, and seest horses and chariots and a people more than thou, be not afraid of them, for the Lord thy God is with thee, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. And it shall be, when ye are come nigh unto the battle, that the priest shall approach and speak unto the people, and shall say unto them, Hear, O Israel, ye approach this day into battle against your enemies. Let not your hearts faint. Fear not, do not tremble, neither be ye terrified because of them. For the Lord your God is he that goeth with you to fight for you against your enemies to save you. And the officers shall speak unto the people, saying, What man is there that hath built a new house and hath not dedicated it? Let him go and return to his house, lest he die in the battle, and another man dedicate it. And what man is he that hath planted a vineyard and hath not yet eaten of it? Let him also go and return unto his house, lest he die in the battle, and another man eat of it. And what man is there that hath betrothed the wife, and hath not taken her? Let him go and return unto his house, lest he die in the battle, and another man take her. And the officers shall speak further unto the people, and they shall say, What man is there that is fearful and faint-hearted? Let him go and return unto his house, lest his brethren's heart faint as well as his heart. And it shall be, when the officers have made an end of speaking unto the people, that they shall make captains of the armies to lead the people. And when thou comest nigh to a city to fight against it, then proclaim peace unto it. And it shall be, if it make thee an answer of peace, and open unto thee, that it shall be that all the people that is found therein shall be tributaries unto thee, and they shall serve thee. And if it will make no peace with thee, but will make war against thee, then thou shalt besiege it. And when the Lord thy God hath delivered it into thine hands, thou shalt smite every male thereof with the edge of the sword. The women and the little ones and the cattle and all that is in the city, even all the spoil thereof, thou shalt take unto thyself. And thou shalt eat the spoil of thine enemies, which the Lord thy God hath given thee. Thus shalt thou do unto all the cities which are very far off from thee, which are not of the cities of these nations. But of the cities of these people, which the Lord thy God doth give thee for an inheritance, thou shalt save alive nothing that breatheth, but thou shalt utterly destroy them, namely the Hittites, the Amorites, the Canaanites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites, as the Lord thy God hath commanded thee, that they teach you not to do after their abominations which they have done unto their gods. So should ye sin against the Lord your God." So tonight we're going to focus on the rules of war and see if we can make some spiritual application in our own walk. Let's pray. Lord, I pray that we would get a hold of this truth that we're soldiers and that we're fighting, and that, Lord, we're fighting for you and for lost souls. And Lord, may we take to heart these admonitions from Moses for our own battles. So thank you. And guide us in your truth. We love you in Christ's name. Amen. So just to nail it home, if you go to 2 Timothy chapter 2, the Bible teaches that we are in a war and that we are soldiers for Jesus Christ. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 3. The Bible says, "Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier." The day we were saved, we were chosen by God to be a soldier. If you go back one book to 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 12, the Bible says, "Fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses." Jude tells us that we are to earnestly contend for the faith. So we are in a battle. We're trying to get into the promised land, which is the victorious Christian life, but we have battles to fight. And as soldiers, God wants us to fight them. So three things we can draw from our passage tonight. In verses 1 to 4, the first rule is don't be afraid. And this is, of course, the biggest one, isn't it? Is fear. fear of the devil, fear of the devil's helpers, being afraid. And how many times did he say it? Verse 1, be not afraid of them. Verse 3, let not your hearts faint. Fear not, do not tremble, neither be terrified. Why? For the Lord your God is he that goeth with you to fight for you against your enemies to save you. So the first rule, if we're going to go to war for God, is don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of the devil. He is strong, but Jesus is stronger. Amen. And how many times are we told in scriptures not to be afraid? If you look down at verse 8, not only should we not be afraid because God is with us, but God even says that if we are afraid, it'll even affect others around us. Notice he says, what man is there that is fearful and faint-hearted? Let him go and return to his house, lest his brethren's heart faint as well as his heart. In other words, when they're determining who can go and who can go back home, even the faint-hearted, they say, go home, because we don't want you spreading your fear among the other soldiers. So don't be afraid. That's our first rule of war tonight. So let's look at some scriptures. Psalm 56 and verse 4, probably the most important rule. Don't be afraid, because God is on our side. And which is what God said in verse 4. The Lord your God is he that goeth with you. It is your land. It is the promised land. Go in and take it. Yes, you have to fight for the cities, but I'm with you. We have to fight the flesh, the devil, for the victorious Christian life. God is with us. Psalm 56, 4. In God I will praise his word. In God I put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. Psalm 118. Let's look at another one. Verse 6. Psalm 118, verse 6. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do unto me? Isaiah 41:10. And these are just samples. You know that it's all through the scriptures, this command of God to fear not. Don't be afraid. Don't be dismayed. Isaiah 41:10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Jeremiah 1:8. Bible says, be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord. When the Lord was giving advice to Joshua, who was the one who was called of God to lead the people actually into the promised land, what did he say in Joshua 1:9? Let's turn there. Joshua 1:9. I know a lot of you probably know this verse by heart. If you don't, it's a good one. Have not I commanded thee? So this is the Lord commanding Joshua, the new leader, be strong and of a good courage, be not afraid. Joshua, be not afraid. Neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Let's look at a New Testament verse, Romans chapter 8 and verse 31. Romans chapter 8 and verse 31. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? So the first rule of war we find here in Deuteronomy chapter 20 is that people are about to go in and take the promised land. You and I need to go in and fight for the victorious Christian life. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. God is on our side. Don't be afraid of the devil. Number two, back to our passage. I didn't know how to word this, but the home front needs to be strong. Did you notice who got sent back before they went to battle? First of all, if someone had built a house and hadn't dedicated it yet, hadn't moved in yet, go home. Enjoy your new house. If you planted a vineyard, you haven't gotten the fruit of it yet, go home. Enjoy the fruit of the vineyard. If you've gotten engaged or betrothed to a wife, haven't gotten married yet, go home. Get married. These are quite beautiful, aren't they? So the home front needed to be strong. And that's why these people were sent back. It's not that they weren't good soldiers, but God was showing how important it was that things be good at home. If you planted a vineyard, you should be allowed to enjoy the vineyard. If you built a new house, you should be able to enjoy the house. If you got engaged, you should be able to get married. These are God's rules. He says, these are the ones I want sent back home before we put our army together and choose captains. Go home. And it just shows that the home front needed to be strong, because a lot of those soldiers are going to die in battle. And God always wanted the home base to be strong for Israel. And he wants it for us as well. If you look at Ephesians 5, verse 33, God wants the same for us. Ephesians 5:33, it says, "Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife as himself, and the wife see that she reverence her husband. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord." God wants the home front to be strong. If it's not, we won't be able to fight properly. And here he's talking about the whole army, but he didn't want people in his army that hadn't gotten things sorted back home yet. It's quite beautiful. So that's the second rule. First rule, don't fear, don't be afraid. Number two, the home front should be strong. But number three, stay focused on the mission. So if we're going to go to war with the devil, and we're supposed to because we're soldiers, don't be afraid. The home front needs to be strong, but stay focused on what you're fighting for. You're fighting for lost souls. Amen? It's very important. And he gave separate rules. You probably saw this, for whether or not they were fighting a city that was far away from the promised land versus a city that was in the promised land. So if it was far away, they just killed the men. If it was in the promised land, they killed everything that breathed. I know, it sounds harsh. But why did God do that? Well, disease. And he did not want the ones who lived to lead them into idolatry, because all of those nations were idolatrous. He even said that in verse 18. They shall teach you, or that they teach you not to do after their abominations. So as they were going into fight, they were to remove anything that could what? Lead them away from God. Remember when Saul got rebuked by God, by Samuel? He was rebuked for this very thing, wasn't he? God made it very clear when they went to take the Amalekites, kill everything that breathes. And Samuel showed up after the battle and said, "Why do I hear these sheep? Why are these kings alive?" And Saul said, "Oh, the people, they wanted to make sacrifice to the Lord, blah, blah, blah." And that's when he made that beautiful statement, "To obey is better than sacrifice." God wanted obedience above all, Saul. So don't try to make excuses and say it was for a sacrifice. God made the instructions very clear. And so how do we apply that to our lives? Well, we're going to be fighting a battle for the cause of souls, which we'll talk about in a moment. But we need to make sure that anything that's going to hinder us from living for God, get it out of the way, which is what he was essentially telling them to do. Anything that's going to lead you into the abominations of these nations, destroy. Because I want you to be different. I want you to be a special nation. I want you to be a testimony. I want you to live holy. I want you to obey my commandments. So you need to remove anything that can, over time, lead you. And what did they do? They didn't follow this rule, did they? Look at Judges chapter 1. We'll just look at a couple samples. But Judges chapter 1 is one of the saddest chapters in Israel's history. I think we've done this before, but just a couple. So it starts in verse 19, "The Lord was with Judah, and he drove out the inhabitants of the mountain, but could not drive out the inhabitants of the valley, because they had chariots of iron. And they gave Hebron unto Caleb, as Moses said, and he expelled thence the three sons of Anak. And the children of Benjamin did not drive out the Jebusites. Verse 22, in the house of Joseph, they went up against Bethel. The Lord was with them. The house of Joseph sent to decry Bethel. That wasn't what I wanted. Oh, verse 27, neither did Manasseh drive out the inhabitants of Bethshean. Verse 29, neither did Ephraim drive out the Canaanites. Verse 30, neither did Zebulun drive out the inhabitants of Kitron. Verse 31, neither did Asher drive out the inhabitants of Akko. And it goes on and on. Every tribe. God said, this is your peace. This is how it's all laid out. Go take it. It's yours. Be my soldiers, but I'm with you. Go fight. And they didn't destroy these nations. And what happened? They became thorns in their sides and they led them back into idolatry. How sad. So don't be afraid. The home front needs to be strong and keep focused on the mission. Our mission, of course, very clearly laid out by our Savior. Amen. Why are we here? Go ye, teach all nations. Amen. Matthew 28, Mark 16, go into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. Luke 24, that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations. John 20, 21, as my Father sent me, even so send I you. And then Acts chapter 1, ye shall be witnesses. So our mission is clear. Souls need to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. God wants us to live a victorious Christian life, but we're going to have to fight. So don't be afraid of the devil. The home front needs to be strong, so we have a strong home front to go back to after a battle. And keep focused on why we're fighting. Why was Israel fighting? They were taking this promised land, as it's called, because God promised it to them centuries before. And he said, I want you to live exactly where I've told Abraham it's yours. But when you get in there, I want you to show the world what happens when a nation makes me their God. They didn't do it. They lost sight of the mission, didn't they? And they instead, as we saw there in Judges, didn't drive them out. They lost sight of what they were supposed to do. And those very nations that they didn't drive out became what led them back into idolatry, led them away from God. So we can draw a lot of spiritual application from this as we go to fight for Jesus. And we are soldiers, as we saw in 2 Timothy and 1 Timothy. As we go to fight, don't be afraid. The home front needs to be strong. And stay focused on the mission. Our mission is clear, isn't it? We need to keep focused on what it's about. So those are the rules of war. Let's pray. Lord, we love you. We thank you for your word and just how we can apply this spiritually to our own battles. That, Lord, we are to fight for the victorious Christian life and to fight for the cause of men and women, boys and girls that need Jesus. Help us to stay focused, Lord, on what that's about. Keep the home front strong and not fear. Thank you so much for your word and for